Hey there, and welcome to One Called Mama. I am your host, Sam, and I am very happy you're here today. So if you are someone out there who is just really struggling with motherhood, or maybe you have this deep burning desire to take action on something, anything, something that you feel called to do, and yet you don't really know what to do with it, and you really don't feel like you can do anything with it, then I feel like you're in the right place. You're definitely in good company. This show is geared really for women who have this calling on their heart, something they feel like God has given them, and yet they really don't know what to do with it. They don't know what the first step is or how to even identify that first step. Or maybe your calling is motherhood and you're in it and that's what you're living out, and yet you don't feel fulfilled, or you find yourself drained. Maybe it's not what you thought it would be and you're really struggling because you see other moms and they look like they're having the time of their life. Or you see other kids and you're like, why can't my kids be that way or do that thing? And then you feel guilty, right? Because you just had that thought. Oh. First, I want to say take a deep breath. I know firsthand what it feels like to have those feelings, have those thoughts, and that is really why I'm here. This show has been 3 years in the making, and it was something that really, it didn't look like a podcast whenever I first had my calling. It was something completely different, and I've seen how God has started this journey and the things he's done along the way. And what I want you to know is what I'm offering to you through this show is solidarity, shared experiences, the feeling of I'm not alone in this. And there are other women just like me, other moms just like me, who are going through this too. And ways to live out what God has called you to do. I think when we give God our yes and we invite him in to what we're going through and we throw up our hands and we say, I can't do this, amazing things happen. So before we jump into anything else, this is what you can expect out of the show. You can expect me sharing my life experiences, first as a mom and just the day-to-day things, the things I struggle with, and then also with how I've come into my calling and how I'm still figuring it out. I don't have anything figured out, by the way. If you are even ever going to have that thought, let's stop it right now, because no one in this world ever has anything figured out. But also, I am also bringing on other women, other moms who are living out their calling either as moms or as moms with this other thing that God's called them to do, whether it be a passion project or a job, a career, or, you know, whatever it is. So I'll be bringing them on and they're going to be sharing their testimonies, the things that they're doing and how they got there and what they struggled with. And we're just going to be real and honest and open. I am all about being vulnerable and transparent. So there will likely be tears. there will definitely be moments that we share that we're not proud of. And, you know what? I think for healing and I think for really getting through this life together, I think it calls for that. And that's why we're here. And that's what this show is going to be about. It's about all of the nitty gritty. It's about the fun things that happen with our kids. And it's also about the really, really hard things. And we're just going to, we're going to mix it all in and accept it. So a little bit about myself. My name is Samantha. I am going to be 35 years old. I have two kids, a two-year-old and a four-year-old in August. And I am married to my husband of 9 years, which is really hard to believe. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a part-time job. I also have like a little side job that I do. But really, I'm just very much focused on doing the mom thing and whatever else God throws at me. That's been interesting. It's been very interesting watching God bring this show together. So kind of how this show started was, I'm not going to share a whole story because that would take too long. After we had our first child, I went through postpartum depression. It got bad. I was very upset. It took me, I would say, about 3 months to have that moment where I looked at my daughter and I was just like, wow, I love you. I actually remember that moment. I was in bed with her, nursing her, and I was just laying there. And I think she was falling asleep, and I was just stroking her face. I was looking at her, and I just, all of a sudden it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, I love you. And it just poured out of me. I just started weeping, and I couldn't stop. But it was like this wonderful feeling of just love and adoration and just all of the good things. But that took 3 months, okay? It wasn't right when my baby was born. I had her at a birth center, and the birth actually, it was very fast. I did have some traumatic things happen after that really hurt me. And just, I'm already prone to depression, and that's something that I've struggled with pretty much my whole life. So that was very unexpected. I didn't know how to handle postpartum depression. And I finally got to the point where I was like, okay, I can't keep going down this path. I feel awful. I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. So I did get help, and you know, I was okay. But I did have this moment where, you know, you think crazy things right after you have kids and, you know, like for the rest of your life, because kids make you think crazy things. And I had this moment where I realized that there are children out there who, when they cry, when they need something, they may not have moms and dads who run to their aid. There's children out there who, when they say, I'm hungry, no one can do anything about it, or no one's there to do anything about it. There are babies that cry and they don't have the warm, comforting arms of a mother who can wrap them up and nurse them and keep them warm and keep them safe and keep them dry. That totally broke me. And I remember my mom and sister were there, they were visiting, and I had been thinking these thoughts, and I was like, because they were like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm not doing good. And they asked why. And so I shared, and I just lost it. I mean, it was like I was mourning, and my mom was cradling me like I was the baby. And, it was this moment of just total breaking. And she helped me. She spoke to me. She said, yes, that is true, and we need to pray for them. And you have a baby right now that needs you. And, you know, you'll figure out what you're supposed to do. But, you know, right now, take care of you and take care of your baby. And that was what I needed to hear. But then on, I have never been the same. And, you know, there's two things you can do when something like that happens. You can push it down and you can try to ignore it, or you can figure out what to do with it and pray and follow it. So that's what I did. I started praying about it. It was all I could think about. We started donating. We started, doing those kinds of things, which is great. But it wasn't enough. Like, that was definitely not enough. I'm like, I have to do more. And I heard on one of the local radio stations, one of the Christian, music stations, they do like a segment where they do like three quotes or something for the day. And one of the quotes, I have it here, is, "Sometimes God breaks your heart to fix your vision." And I knew when I heard that, I was like, that is exactly what God did to me. I mean, I won't say that I didn't always have a heart for God and wanting to serve. I always have had a servant's heart. But this was different. It was just irrevocable. There was no going back after this. And it has become like my banner, like my thing that I have to do. I have to do something. And, you know, really, prayer is an amazing thing. Prayer is so incredibly powerful. And it's something that, you know, praying scriptures especially. So I started praying scriptures over these children and over orphans, over children that are abused, over children that are not saved, over, when I say children, I mean babies to like 18 years old. I include the whole spectrum. And praying for them is powerful and amazing, and that's great. And yet it's still not enough. Like, that's not enough for me. I'm not going to say, okay, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to pray for them. It's part of it. And so I originally, after that, I was like, okay, well, maybe I could write a book. And I started feeling like God was saying, yeah, that was great. And it was so cool seeing that he would put people in my path that had written a book, or who were people who like were media attorneys who knew how that process looked on the legal side, just those kinds of things. And I had, I really was focusing in on adoption because I've always had a heart for adoption, always thought adopting children would be great. I've always wanted a really big family. And I thought, okay, I'm going to write a book about adoption and I'm going to share stories from families who have adopted. And I really felt like that was the right direction. Well, I had quite a few families lined up, quite a few people, really neat connections lined up to interview for the book. And I had gotten, I invested some money and got a contract written up for them to give me legal permission to use their stories in the book. And pretty much everyone I approached with the contract backed out. And I can't say that I blame them. I don't. There is no ill will at all. I had this contract written up because there was something I really had to do and needed to do, and people didn't want to sign it. And that's where it stopped. And that was probably like a year and a half ago, probably maybe 2 years now. And shortly after, I found out I was pregnant with our second child. And then it was really off because that was a really hard pregnancy. And I don't know, things just kind of, I went back into the groove of life, being a mom, figuring out how to have two kids and not tear my hair out and not want to just run away, which I don't know about you, but I have sometimes. I'm just like, I want to jump in the car and I just want to run away. To Starbucks and then come back. we say we want to run away and then, we're gone 30 minutes and then we miss them. But I just kind of slipped back into the normal life and groove of things. And I had a moment last year. It was late last year. I think it was around October, maybe early November. And I was praying, and for some reason I was thinking about it again, about the whole book and helping people learn how to adopt and encouraging that and sharing those testimonies. And I said, okay, God, I guess I had it wrong. I guess that's not what you wanted for me. I was supposed to just be a prayer warrior, and you know, that maybe we can adopt one day, but that's not really something you have in mind for me to do. And it was not long after, I was doing an event for my side business, and the vendor right next to me was not only a mom who had fostered to adopt like 7, I think, kids. She was also like a leader in a program at her church who has partnered with a local charity, a local adoption, foster to adopt and adoption agency. And they teach classes, they bring awareness, they get parents certified to foster to adopt. And that's what she does. And it was just amazing to me that right after I had these thoughts that, no, that's not what you wanted, this is kind of over, almost immediately puts this woman in my life. And not only her, but several other people after her. And it was not something I could ignore. It was definitely on purpose, and there was not a coincidence. So, okay, I'm like, all right, well, now what? What do I do? And so it's the, you know, the last quarter of the year of 2023 was me, you know, what do I do with this? Is it about me adopting? Is it about our husband, my husband and I adopting and fostering to adopt? Or what should this be? And writing a book is very daunting, but I knew that when I was thinking about writing a book originally, the idea of doing a podcast came up. And I looked into podcasting. I was like, this is not for me. I have no idea what these people are telling me to do in these articles I'm reading. I have no idea what any of this means. And I was just out. But when I started thinking about all this again, podcasting came up. And I was like, okay, it would be easier if I could do a podcast. And sure enough, there was a very good friend of mine who... she had her own podcast, and she was actually embarking on a second one, a new one that she was wanting to do, something that she's wanted to do for years and she hadn't started it. And I was like, okay, I could learn from her. She could help me understand the basics. And I, you know, a few months later, I went to a conference, a retreat really, and had some really amazing moments with God and with these women that I was with. And I just felt like the podcast was the right direction. And so, you know, fast forward a couple of months, I'm trying to figure out what the content should be. And I'm still stuck on the adoption thing. You know, that's where I'm at, that I have a heart for adoption and for helping orphans. And that is a passion of mine. If I could adopt every single baby in the world, every single kid, I would. But I realized it just didn't fit. I have no experience with adopting, and I couldn't really speak into that. So I'm trying to figure out what the show would even be about. And I get an idea, and it's not mine. I know none of this is mine. It's very clear at this point, I hope, that me being here today is not by my own design, and it's 100% God. So I have this idea, do a show that focuses on moms. I'm like, okay, great. Now what? Because that's a very broad focus. And I started playing around with episode titles, and I was throwing out like my favorite words, and one called Mama came out. And I was like, one called Mama. Moms living out their calling. Yeah, I think that works. I think that sounds really great, actually, because how many other women are out there just like me who have a brokenness for something, for a cause, for a group of people, for anything, or have a strong desire to, I don't know, paint or create or live out this hobby or a passion that they don't know what to do with. And honestly, maybe there's a small part of them that feels like it's selfish and that they shouldn't spend any time on it. And yet they're good at it and they love it. And that's something that they're gifted in. And I'm like, yeah, that's what the show needs to be about. Because I know that when God was telling me to do all of these things, he was like, yeah, you're going to help this local adoption agency. You're going to help them with some of their things. They need help with their website. You're going to do this for them. And then you're going to start a podcast and you're going to talk about this subject. And, it's going to be great. And you're going to do that. And, you know, maybe along the way you'll adopt. I don't know. But we'll get there when we get there. But right now this is what you're focusing on. And I'm like, excuse me, God, I don't know if you've seen how incredibly tired I am and how easy it is to set me off sometimes. And I don't know if you've noticed, but my kids are kind of crazy and I don't think I can do that. There's no way. And that was my second response. My first response was yes. My second response after everything had sunken in was, how can you ask that much of me? How can you expect that of me? There's no way. I can't do this. I can't do all of this. I've got a part-time job. I've got two young kids, a household I need to take care of. I have a side business. And now you want me to help a local adoption agency with their websites and doing interviews and getting videos and really getting them modernized. And you want me to start a podcast. Okay, great. That sounds like, yeah. And here's the thing. I have a really bad habit of doing things. I take things and I go all in. And I sometimes, I more often than not run ahead of God. And he might think, I like to think that sometimes he is laughing at me and like, yes, I love your enthusiasm, but maybe you should just slow down a little bit. And I like to picture it like I'm a little girl running in a beautiful field of flowers and he has set something before me that I really want. And he's like, okay, this is where we're going. And we're supposed to walk towards it, right? He's walking, and yet I just take off. And I headlong am running towards that thing, and I'm like, yes, let's go get it. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. We're going to go do that thing, and I'm going to get that, and then we'll do the next thing. And then maybe on the way I'll do this, and this too. And I turn it into something that I can't do. So I was sitting and having a devotional and, you know, things have been, 2023 is probably one of our hardest years yet as a family, as in our marriage. And, you know, nothing seems to really quite be panning out. And I had this moment where I felt like, let me say that again. I realized that I have been trying for over a year now. I have been trying to fix all of our problems. I have been trying to come up with the solutions and find a way to make it work. And I'm going to bring in the money that we need. And I'm going to work hard enough that we can have this, and this. And it's not about what I can do, right? It's about what God can do. It's about how he's going to provide. It's about his plan. And that's just me. That's me running ahead. And that's me trying to control my world. And I asked him, I said, do I need to be still? And he said, yes. I heard him. And I know that it's maybe frustrating when people say they heard God's voice. Sometimes, most of the time, it's a feeling. And I know what it sounds like, but this time I heard him and he said yes. And I feel like so many times we can either do one of the two things. We can either shut down because we're just like, no, there's no way that's doable. Or we can take it and really take it away from God and say, yeah, I've got this. I'll take care of it. And we run. And what I'm encouraging you today is whatever this thing is that you have on your heart, bring it to God in prayer and give him your yes. Say, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know why I'm supposed to do it. I have no idea. Right now it feels so impossible. And I acknowledge that I can't do this by myself. I can't. And there is no way in my strength that I can make this happen. Please take this and show me what I should do. Here I am, God. What do you want? What do you want me to do? I'll do it. What's the first step? And honestly, my perspective has been totally different since having that moment with God. I've taken quite a few steps back from things, and it feels very strange. And yet I know it's what I'm supposed to do. And it's made a space. It's made a space for me to be here, to be talking to you. It's made a space to follow through with this adoption agency and to help them. So there's always a way. There's always God's provision. When he asks us to do something, yes, there's work involved. And yet he asks us knowing that there's things that he has to take care of and that we have to give him our yes and be obedient in the waiting. Because, I mean, Joseph, if you think about Joseph, his calling, you know, he knew he was going to be king, or he was supposed to be a leader of some sort, right? He had that dream. And yet it took 10 years or more. It was at least 10 years. It was a long time before he saw that dream fulfilled. It's taken 3 years for me to get in front of you today, from when God gave me my mission and my calling to now. It's not always instant. And I know we live in a world where we want instant. And sometimes it's hard to wait. But I want to encourage you that waiting is part of it. Waiting is not a waste of time. Waiting is definitely part of it, and something that we should embrace and something we should accept about anything God has for us. Because if there's nothing, there's waiting isn't a bad thing. We associate waiting with a negative connotation these days. And honestly, waiting can be really, really helpful because we need to learn things we need to learn and experience things we need to experience to really be able to truly live our calling. So that was all I wanted to share with you guys today. I hope you have a truly blessed day, and I will be seeing you again soon.